Craig, hit that music.
G-O-G-B Show. G-O-G-B Show. G-O-G-B Show. G-O-G-B Show. G-O-G-B Show. G-O-G-B Show.
Yes, it's the G-O-G-B Show. But you already know. Like you don't know. God damn, if you're a... If you hate sports, congratulations. You got it. You got what you want. No more sports. Sports are pretty much gone. What sports are we going to watch come springtime? That's the best part of spring. The sports are in the air. You know, you get some playoff action, NBA action, NHL action if you're into that. You get some draft stuff. Even if you're into college sports, you got the college basketball. You can watch that. You can gamble. If you love gambling, turn this down. It's distracting. If you're into gambling, you got millions of options. Everything's wide open. It's like the Wild West of gambling come spring, and now you got nothing. So if you hate sports, congratulations. There are no sports. They're even talking WrestleMania might be postponed and canceled or whatever. Let's recap here. NBA season, gone. NHL, gone. I don't really watch much hockey, but people care. I watch basketball. It's playoff time. It's the best time for all those sports, and gone. What else? March Madness? I think that's gone, or no fans in the building, which will be interesting to watch, but who knows? They're probably gone. What else is gone? Sports. It's over. The draft, NFL draft, who knows what's going to happen with that? Major League Baseball, you're into that? Well, that's probably gone. They're going to make a big decision on that soon. How can every other sport get shut down and baseball starts? I don't even know if they have fans to begin with. So it probably works into, you know, the benefit of that sport. If they don't have fans, well, then they don't have to shut down because no one's showing up anyway. But if you're a, you know, everyone was into the Astros cheating, they're going to get plunked a million times. They're going to get hit with balls. That might not even be the case, and everyone's Yankee fans are all up in arms over the Astros cheating, so this was their whole revenge season, and that might not even happen. We might not even have a football season. Holy crap. Well, if you hate sports, congratulations. This is your time. Bask in it. It's your time. What next? Are you going to cancel bowling? Can't watch goddamn bowling anymore? It's a popular sport where I live. Bowling, who knows? Now esports will go down. Esports, it was just getting started, now it's gone. Oh, who cares about esports? Actually, there is some good news to come out of the sporting world. Very good news, actually. Lovely news that I love it. I can't wait for this because you know we're not going to be watching sports, we're going to be playing sporting video games. And if you're into football, as I am. This is great news. Amazing news. Should I get to it now? Well, I'll get to it later. We got some fan feedback, right? Let's get to some fan feedback. I'll read all the responses from the first two episodes. You know, they were okay. Just average episodes. It didn't nothing really lit the world on fire, but it's a soft debut, a soft comeback. Let's get some fan feedback here. Oh, what? Oh, there wasn't any? Oh, no feedback. All right, Craig's shaking his head. There's no feedback. Craig doesn't talk. He just signs stuff, and he's shaking his head. Not even one. Nope, he's got no paper. All right, no feedback. Let's get back to the glorious news that has come out in the video game world. Besides all the crap that's going on in the world, there's a shining light of news. Because it was, what, 15 years ago? I was just a young lad. I used to love playing NFL video games. And back 15 years ago, well, you had a choice. You had Madden, EA, the devil of all video game corporations, Madden. Or you had, you know, the 2K series. You had ESPN NFL football games, which I used to play on the Xbox. And let me tell you, they were the best. the presentation of those games, it was amazing. You had like Chris Berman doing like a halftime reports and post game reports, and you had stats. You had like they actually talked about what the hell was happening in your game. Like if your quarterback was playing amazing, they'd say they'd be like, "Wow, you just broke a record." And this is like at the end of the game, they talk about it. The presentation was phenomenal. It was like you were actually watching an ESPN broadcast in a video game, reacting to like what you were doing in the game. It was incredible. And that's 15 years ago. Why don't you hear about that anymore? Why didn't they carry on that tradition? And right now it'd probably be like super amazing. Be super amazing. The stuff they'd be doing in those games, the presentation they'd have, the halftime report would be so in-depth. You'd get lost in it. It'd be more than just a football video game. It's like a whole world they were creating, this 2K series. Well, it all went away because, well, EA flexed their money. They flexed their big pockets, and they paid for a 15 or 16 year contract, exclusive contract with the NFL that they have the sole rights. So the only game we got for the last 15, 16 years was Madden. And I'm not a big fan of Madden. It's the same game every year. Yeah, they try to make some presentation stuff, but it never even lived up to those old Xbox games of the 2K series. Those ESPN ones that they somehow, I think there was maybe two of them. Well, they mastered it in 2 years. They got it. They figured it out. Madden still can't capture that magic. They try to do all the online garbage and they have the leagues. Well, congratulations. I'm not into that. I'm into the one-player experience, and I want feedback on my player, my game, by the AI commentaries. Well, good news, that contract expired, and now 2K is coming back. Yeah, they got another contract, so who knows what they're going to do. Maybe they'll come back. They probably won't have the ESPN rights, or maybe they will, but who knows? Who knows what they'll do with that? But there'll be at least an alternative to Madden, and that's a good thing. Maybe there's even talks that we're going to bring Blitz back. NFL Blitz. That's right. It's been like, what, 15 years since that game came out. God, EA really screwed us. You know, I'm like 15 years older now. They took 15 years of enjoyment away from us. Me, in particular. So screw you, EA. Mad at you. But hey, you know, the contract expired and now the NFL did the right thing and actually didn't give sole rights to EA Sports. EA Sports, go screw yourself. Moving on to some more depressing news. I ran out of Lysol wipes. I like to wipe down stuff like my phone. I like to clean up, you know, after myself. I'm not exactly a germaphobe, but I don't like getting sick. I never have liked getting sick. I take pride in not being the one who's sick. And if I do get sick, I don't want to spread it. Because why do you want to be the guy that spreads it to everyone else? So I like the Lysol wipes. And I just wipe down my stuff every now and again, especially like in my kitchen. I like to wipe down counters. And just, you know, my kid has grubby hands and he's touching stuff. And he's always putting stuff in his mouth, mainly his fingers. And who knows what kind of sickness he's going to get, and then he's going to give it to me. That's what happens. I just got over the flu because my kids somehow got it at some indoor playground. Because goddamn, why would you take your kid to an indoor playground if he has the flu? Anyway, so I like the Lysol wipes. I'm not a big hand sanitizer guy because I can just wash my hands at the sink like a normal person. But I like the wipes because you wipe down. Well, guess what? I ran out of wipes and now I go to the Walmart. And of course, they're all out. Everyone's buying up the Lysol wipes. Empty, bare shelves. Because everyone needs like five goddamn things. Dispensers of the Lysol wipes. Even the spray bottles, they're gone. You can't even disinfect your own home now. I have to like make a concoction with rubbing alcohol, with vodka, and like aloe vera or whatever. I don't want to spray vodka on my counters to clean. I'd rather just drink it. But this is the world we live in. We live in a world surrounded by lunatics and crazy people and paranoid mania delusionals. Is that? I think that's proper terminology. And what else is out? Toilet paper. There's no more toilet paper in the stupid Walmart where I live. It's not a big Walmart. There's no point. I went to a place surrounding Edmonton with like 30,000 people in their Walmart. They're out of everything, and every other Walmart in Edmonton's out too. Well, good luck. This is karma for Edmonton, because now you don't have hockey. It's gone. Your Oilers, no, shut down. No playoffs for you. You're going to be in the playoffs, it looked like, but now you're gone. Well, the season's, it might not, maybe it'll come back, but it might not. Or maybe we'll have NHL hockey in August, which is kind of ridiculous. It's like the nicest month we get, and we're sitting at home. Well, I won't be sitting at home, but people will be sitting at home watching hockey. It's played on ice, damn it. It's enough winter. You don't need hockey in August. It's probably not coming back. NBA's probably not coming back. Yeah, I know, I'm a pessimistic, but once you cancel these things, it's hard to get back on track, isn't it? Like, you think fans are going to want to come back? Anger all these season ticket holders. It's a lot of organization. You shut it down, you got to get reorganized then. It takes time, it takes effort. It takes effort, and I don't even have Lysol wipes. I can't even clean my phone. I go to Walmart, and you have to touch their screens at the self-checkout. You have to touch the debit buttons because, God forbid, they have tap. That's the beauty of tap. You're not touching anything. You know how many people probably sneeze and snot all over their hands, and then they're touching the debit machines? And if you have tap, you don't have to do that. But Walmart, they don't have tap. They want you to get they want you to get sick. They want you to spread whatever disease you have. And God forbid it would kill the person working the self-checkouts to actually disinfect the buttons every now and again. But they're probably out of wipes too. So I have no wipes. Because all the lunatic hoarders are grabbing up everything. You know, when I went to Walmart to buy, who knows what I was buying, a bag of chips, I stopped by. I seen somebody, they had like 4 24-packs of toilet paper in their stupid shopping cart. Unnecessary. I wanted to ridicule him or maybe tip his push, like, I don't know, take a crap on his face so he has to watch the toilet paper and clean that up. But he looked kind of scary and mean, looked like an oil rig worker guy who's big and strong and had a little grease marks on his face. So I didn't want to, I left him alone. You don't mess with those guys. They're crazy. They drive big jacked up trucks for a living. They just haul pipes around with their arms and stick them into holes and turn levers and pull whatever levers. And it's a tough life being an oil rig guy. And you believe me, you're as tough. You're just as tough as you are crazy. So you don't mess with them. They're usually like 6'5", too. And big heads. They all have big heads, shaved, and like reddish blonde goatees. That's the look. Yeah, I think he was even wearing his hard hat and his dirty coveralls. You don't mess with that. All right, so you let him go with his toilet paper. He probably takes big duties, so he needs a lot of toilet paper. Maybe it's just he's not even hoarding. That's just his regular routine. And he had a lot of chicken drumsticks, too. He's hoarding his shopping cart was toilet paper and drumsticks. So maybe he's self-isolating. He's going to eat a lot of chicken and take a lot of poops. And then, you know, but what am I going to do when I run out of toilet paper? I got home and I counted my toilet paper. Like, what kind of... We live in a world where you have to count your toilet papers when you get home. And you're like, ooh, 6. That's not good. But what do you do when you run out of toilet paper? You can't find it. It's gone. I can't wipe down my phone. I can't wipe down counters. My keyboards. My kid puts his finger in his nose and his mouth and his butthole. And he's touching my keyboard. I can't even disinfect it. What am I supposed to do? Oh, I don't know. And now goddamn sports are canceled. You know, I have my big episode coming up where I recap the NHL playoff scenario. It's a big time. It's one of my biggest episodes of the year. Last year I did it, and it set the world on fire. It elevated the GOGP show to the status that it's sitting at now, basically on top of the mountain. Well, that's not going to happen this year. I had so much planned. You can ask Craig. All the sound cuts we had interviews. Ovechkin was probably going to join the show. But where is he now? I don't know. This whole coronavirus is crazy. It's crazy. I just saw that that's a 6.7% death rate in Italy. And you say, well, there's a lot of old people in Italy. There's a lot of old people everywhere. I don't know what you're looking at. I'm looking at old people everywhere. Can't have them all get sick. You know, I don't want my parents to get sick because some 20-year-old has to cough on them at the Walmart. Or not on them, just on their hands and touch a debit machine. And then my dad has to get sick. He's old. He'll be gone. Can't even wipe his ass anymore because there's probably no toilet paper. It's crazy. People, the mass hysteria needs to stop. Needs to stop. We have to cut down more trees and get some pulp, make more toilet paper. You gotta hurry. Back in the days when there was a world war, they shut down stuff that didn't matter. You know, they don't need to be making guitar strings right now. They can just start making more toilet paper. Those factories can be toilet paper factories and Lysol factories. We need to start adapting to my needs. It's crazy. Where do I go from here? Such a lively show. The world's in chaos. It's a little bit chaotic. But damn, it's fascinating. I'm sitting on Twitter, updating the coronavirus updates, see how many more people have died. You know, 6.7% death rate in Italy, that's much higher than 0.001 of the flu. Way higher. You do the math. Let's say half the world gets infected. What is it? Are we almost up to 8 billion? Let's say 4 billion people get infected with this new virus at 6.7% death rate. That's a lot of people, all right? We'll put it that way. It's not thousands. It's millions. It's crazy. So we need to keep people at home. Stay at home. If you got a cough, tickle in your throat, stay at home. Don't go to Walmart. And God forbid, don't buy toilet paper. You don't need 80 rolls. It's not going to save you. You're going to run out of food before you run out of toilet paper, and then you don't even need the toilet paper because you won't poop. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. You know, it's not a nice thought when you feel that so many people are stupid in this world, but yet you're an idiot yourself. So what does that say about them? About, I don't know. I shouldn't judge. If you want to panic, go panic. Just don't affect me. Like, I'm going to have to make my own toilet paper. I don't know how to make toilet paper. Please. Go on Instagram and let me know how to make toilet paper. As you can see, I'm feeling better. My voice is it's in tip-top shape, I think, now. It's like liquid gravy being poured on mashed potatoes. Yeah, silky smooth. Should we get to some Manhands report? I have a little bit of Manhands report. I've been trying something a little different with my gaming prowess. On the PlayStation 4, I've been making little videos, putting them on YouTube. Because I have access to the GSPN, yeah, the Gamer Scrooge Programming Network. It was left in my capable hands, so I got all these stupid videos of an old man babbling about nonsense. So I might delete those. They have decent ratings. But I don't know what to do with the channel. So I'll just record some gameplay and I'll throw it up there. Mainly the reason I started doing that is because my kid likes to watch me play the games, and he gets kind of too close. And then he wants to grab the controller and he wants to play along. He wants to be cool like his cool daddy. But I don't really need him playing, and I don't want him annoying me. I just want to be into the game. So I record these videos and then I sit him down in front of a TV and he watches it on YouTube. And plus, he's probably going to be watching YouTube one day of people playing video games, so why not me? He might as well give me the views, give the GSPN some views. Yeah. See? There's a plan. I just really, you know. Yeah. And it's not hard putting these gameplay videos up. I do them anyways. I just hit share and, you know, trim it down. Boom! The PlayStation does the work. The PlayStation does all the work, and, yeah, so if you want to watch some gameplay videos, and plus it pisses me off when you go on YouTube and you see like a simple gameplay video that has 52 million views Why not me? I'm just going to throw one up every day. Eventually one's going to get 52 million views and I'll be worldwide. GOGP worldwide. And everyone will think it's Gamer Scrooge responsible, but it's not. He's gone. He wouldn't survive this whole virus scare anyways. He'd be the first to go. He's an old man. He's like 80 something, 90. Didn't he fight in World War II? Yeah. Screw him. He's gone. He fell down the stairs. Not that that's funny. It's funny when Gamer Scrooge falls down the stairs. What happened? Yeah, the light on the PlayStation controller blinded him, right? He fell down the stairs. Well, he should see. I'm surprised Todd didn't want to sue Sony. Get a few bucks. Where did Todd go anyway? Yeah, he just disappeared. He better not have any. Yeah, he tried to steal the rights. Well, he doesn't have the GSPN. I have the GSPN. It's in my control, Todd. He's probably on the front lines doing great work with these coronavirus people, because there's a whole bunch of cases now where I live. It's going around. It's going around, of course. Everyone, it's all anyone talks about. You can't help but not notice. You go to stupid, stinking little tiny town Walmart and the shelves are empty of everything you need. Oh, God damn it. All right, let's get to some man hands. I don't even know. There's no sexual exploits. I'm not going to be doing the whole dirty. Yeah, I'm going to clean it up. No, what do they call that? Blue material? Is that what it was called back in the day? When you go blue, you go dirty? Well, I'm not doing that. There's one mission, request, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I'm like almost 80 hours in and starting to kind of drag. I'm in the mood to just end the game, but I got a few things to clean up, and I don't like leaving quests on the map unplayed. I want to do everything, but I'm already like at level 50, and that's pretty much, you know, you get the achievement for being a high level, and that's, you don't really need to go much further. You're a god amongst sheeple in the game. When you hit 50, you can pretty much dominate. But, you know, I want to do some quests. So you go to some random exclamation mark on the map, and it's a town. Let me see what I got written down here. I wrote down one statement. You become Mother Teresa and have to help out an entire village. You have to kill rabid chickens, burn some rotten crops, and sponge bathe an old man. So it's kind of like you become Todd. Oops, I just dropped my notes. I didn't need this anyways. So yeah, you do like meaningless tasks. So boring, benign as hell. At the end of the game, when I just want to start doing wrap-up time, and you're acting like Mother Teresa. You're acting like Mother Teresa around a stinking village that you don't give a crap about. You're not. Manhands isn't Mother Teresa. She's a promiscuous, psychopathic killer who will kill anyone who stands in her way to, I don't even know, to achieve her goal of killing all these people that belong in a cult to find her mother. She doesn't discriminate anyone. She'll kill women, boars, bulls, legendary bulls, lions just hanging around. She'll kill them. I don't know how many lions are in Greece anymore these days, but probably not many, because Manhands took them all out. She doesn't care. Manhands, she has the hands of a man. She's part woman, part scary creature. If you don't know the game, you have to hunt down these cult members. And it's kind of cool because, you know, like the True Detective stuff, they have like all the people involved in the mob, and you have to take them all down. Everyone connected, and there's one center figure, and it branches like a spider web. Well, it's like that, and you have to kill your way to the center. So it's kind of cool. Kind of cool like that. You have to be somewhat of a detective, and you're lucky. Sometimes a cult member will just happen to be in your way, or you have to dig and do super amount of side quests to get to the one guy. But it's fine. It's fun. It's cool. There's a little feedback system. You know, they turn red when you kill them. It's fine. It's cool. And I completely forgot my point. Oh, the cult. Yeah, okay. So I found a member of the cult. And you have an option. You could engage in sexual activity with them before you kill them. So why not? You might as well have some fun. You might as well sleep with the enemy. And then, you know, in the morning time, you slit their throat. That's man hands for you. Not helping out farm people in a village. God, that was boring. Well, I got through it, carried on, and I'm better for it. She's better for it. We're all better for it, except there's no lions left in all of Greece. Now, what can you do? What can you do? Lions. Maybe there are lions in Greece still. I'm not talking zoos. I'm talking like a feral. Wild lions. Like the wild horses. Maybe it's time for everyone's favorite segment on the show. Headline. Porn. I need to get up to sights here. If you're new to the show, well, we're going to do some headline porn. What's headline porn? Well, you know, you go to the headline porn sites and you just read headlines and it gets you off. That's all you need. You don't need the real story. You just need the headlines. Suddenly, you have a better understanding of the planet. It's addicting too. Ready? All these are going to be good ones. Juicy topics in the news. Let's see. Here we go. And these are real. These are real. They're spectacular. And they're all random. It could be anything. Headline porn. Trump's coronavirus ban on travel from the EU is backfiring already. Oh, why is it backfiring? Who cares? It's just, we just know it's backfiring now. That's headline porn. Next, would you be ready if you needed to self-quarantine? Here's what nutritionalists are buying. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Plunder is the secret star of Call of Duty Warzone. Next, here's how Nintendo and Microsoft are reaching to the... That one sucks. It just cuts off. All right. Big Short investor who cashed in on the financial crisis explains how he's profiting from coronavirus stampede. Oh, that's a good one. A top health official said the U.S. is failing at testing for the coronavirus.
Oh, God. Yeah.
18 foods that are cheaper and healthier homemade. Michigan football cancels pro day event amid coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Right, a couple more. NFL cancels. Ooh, went to a commercial. Sources, due to coronavirus, Cowboys coach McCarthy cancels Oxnard visit. Oh, it's not. Can't end on that.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Chinese studies link quarantines with coronavirus mutations that may make it more insidious. Oh, one more. Let's end. Almost done. Saints QB Drew Brees could return to New Orleans with slight discount. Oh, and that's it. That's your headline porn. And you know what? That's the show. I've ranted enough. I got into sports stuff. That's mainly what is important right now. Sports fans are not happy. Sports haters are loving it. What can you do? We're supposed to self-quarantine. We can't even watch sports. No playoffs. No playoffs, no drama, and no NHL playoff hockey GOGP show. That's the main story. Tune in next time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Hit the song. Bye-bye now. Hit the song. Bye-bye now.